Welcome to Feeling My Flow, a podcast where we see menstruation as an event that happens to all types of bodies. I'm Camila Kashani. My pronouns are she and her. If you've listened to Feeling My Flow before, you've probably heard bits and pieces of my period experience. I got my period when I was 10, so I've had over half my life to work on my relationship with it. But no matter how long I've been menstruating, it's not always easy to figure out when my period is paying me a visit. There have been times I think I have a solid week left before my period starts, and then my body's like, nope, time for a period. We wanted to know if other menstruators had stories to share about unexpected leaks or surprise periods. So we asked.
My name is Odalis. I'm 35 years old.
My name is Danielle. My pronouns are she, her.
My name is Katie, and I use the pronouns she, her, hers.
My name is Dukbe. I go by she, her.
People who have been menstruating for years have plenty of stories to share. Some of them involved a not-so-great fashion choice.
I had this pair of white pants.
Short white miniskirt.
Others were caught totally unprepared.
I had no paper, no water, not even a spare sock.
Some were just surprised by the bleeding itself.
How am I bleeding so much? I remember being just like really bewildered. Like, is there something wrong? Did my pad shift?
Stories of menstruators who got their periods unexpectedly are legendary.
My mom's from a really big family, and we were all hanging out, and we were going to do something fun for the day.
That's Christina. She uses she, her pronouns.
And so the question was, should we go to Six Flags or should we go to a water park? And I desperately wanted to go to Six Flags.
Christina begged and begged, but it was summer. It was hot. Everyone else wanted the water park, so she was outvoted.
I just remember I got so panicked, I think I just started crying. And my mom had to be like, Christina, what is wrong? My Aunt Penny and my Aunt Pam, my Aunt Anne, and my mom. And, you know, I told them what was going on, that I wasn't going to be able to have any fun that day because I had my period and I didn't know how to wear a tampon.
Christina's aunts got together to support her.
And I just remember my Aunt Anne saying, like, oh, honey, this, okay, you're going to have just as much fun as the rest of us. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to stick a pad in your bathing suit. And that's that. That is that. Nobody will be able to see it. And when you go on the water rides, just go change it when it gets waterlogged.
It ended up being such a fun day. It was Christina's first time on a lazy river, and she especially loved riding down steep water slides.
And I do think there were a couple points where I like sat down on this waterlogged pad and squooshed out a little blood, but I wiped it up, changed my pad, and went on.
Pads fill up with water when they get wet. While it's not dangerous to wear one in a pool, it can get messy, and it's not the most hygienic option. We spoke to a nurse practitioner who recommended trying tampons or menstrual cups when you're swimming. And if you're not ready for that yet, some swimsuit bottoms have built-in absorbent layers for menstruating swimmers. It's also okay to pass on water activities if that's what's right for you. Wanting to wear a bathing suit is always tricky when a person's on their period. But sometimes the issue is not water, but air. As in being 30,000 feet in the air.
Hi, my name is Anna. My pronouns are she and her.
Anna got her period when she was 11 years old.
I was on a plane ride back from Spain to Florida. I had been visiting family with my mom and dad.
You heard right. An airborne plane.
At some point in the flight, I had to go to the bathroom. So I got up, I went into the stall, I locked the door, and when I pulled my pants down, I saw a pool of blood.
She froze, but eventually realized she couldn't just sit there.
So I started looking around the bathroom, and thankfully, back then, there were still free pads in the bathrooms of airplanes. So I put a pad on. Thankfully, I knew what it was and how to handle it, and washed my hands. And as I left, I could have sworn that everyone around the bathroom was looking at me, although probably nobody was.
Getting your period on a flight sounds scary, especially if it's your first period. But there's one place where almost every menstruator has worried about getting their period.
It was the second day of sixth grade, and I was still just learning the ropes of my new middle school.
That's Kendra. She uses she, her pronouns. When Kendra was a student, she took a lot of music and theater classes. One particular morning, she was in guitar class.
And I remember sitting there playing, learning how to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and just feeling kind of weird and just this weird sensation that I had never felt before.
Kendra asked Miss Giuliano, the music teacher, if she could go to the bathroom. And on the way out the door, she realized a big red stain had spread on the back of her white overalls.
And I was mortified and I didn't know if anybody had seen me before I left class. And I just had all these thoughts and emotions and was panicking and, you know, all these things running through my head. I remember taking toilet paper and making like a little makeshift pad.
Kendra stared at herself in the bathroom mirror and knew she had to get back to class.
So I remember going back and like pretending that I had this like crazy flu thing. And she was looking at me like, Kendra, you were fine literally 2 minutes ago. So I remember walking to the nurse's office with my backpack sort of like slouching down to cover my butt. And I remember going to the nurse, like pulling this like whole like Meryl Streep act, being like, I'm sick. And she was like, all right, sit down. Let's like see how you feel.
Kendra says she was so embarrassed, she didn't tell the nurse what was actually going on. She spent the rest of the day in the nurse's office, pretending she had the flu until her mom came to pick her up. For the record, school nurses are trained for moments like this. The nurse probably would have done her best to help her if she knew what was going on. Getting an unexpected period leak in school has happened to the best of us. I definitely had my share of visits to the nurse's office when I was menstruating in school. But a lot of the menstruators we talked with said they had dealt with leaks in even more uncontrolled environments.
So this was when I was on a teen program and we were in not fully backcountry, but we had a porta potty or kind of an outhouse rather than a flushable toilet.
That's Jana Barber. She uses she, her pronouns, and she's a lifelong camper. Every summer since the third grade, Jana would spend her summers at sleepaway camp in Fremont, Michigan. And that meant she dealt with a lot of unexpected period leaks. She remembers this one time with a friend.
It was all the girls in one tent together, and she abruptly, like, left. And we were worried because we thought she was sick or something went wrong, and three of us ran after her and saw that she ran to the outhouse, and we were like, okay, what's going on? Are you okay? And she was just like, I have my period. We're like, okay, like, okay, that's fine. Like, let's handle this. Because we were in an outhouse, we had to find a place to put tampon wrappers. And so our counselor informed us that we kind of had a bag on the side and we could just stick it in there so not to clog, because everything in there was supposed to be compostable.
This was a co-ed camp with boys and girls, and everyone used the same bathroom. Jana and her friends were worried that the boys would find out when they saw the tampon wrapper.
And it was funny because you kind of assume teenage boys would be immature about it, or at least that was our assumptions. But one of them found out and was just like, is this a tampon wrapper? We're like, yeah. They're like, oh, okay. It just quickly became not a big deal at all.
Periods at camp can be particularly challenging for a few different reasons.
Your schedule's a bit out of your hands. Sometimes we'll go from one water activity to a dry camp activity to another water activity. I think for me, like, water activities was always a big one because I know if I go swimming with a tampon in and then kind of sit out for a little bit, like if I don't change it pretty immediately, that can be very uncomfortable.
Jana loved her experience at camp so much, she ended up coming back as a camp counselor.
Being a camp counselor, it's kind of like being a nurse where you just have to get used to bodily fluids. It's really like not an option.
She says it's common for kids to vomit suddenly or poop on themselves or have a heavier period than they normally would. The physical activity, being outdoors for long periods of time, the nerves and excitement of being away from home, sometimes for the first time, it can be a lot.
Your body is really shocked and more shocked than even your brain is.
Camp counselors have seen it all. As a counselor, Jana shows campers where the extra pads are. She teaches them how to properly dispose of pads and tampons so they don't damage the natural environment. And she helps them stick to a schedule so they have time to change their products in between activities. But even if camp is an unpredictable and challenging environment, some of Jana's most precious memories are from camp.
Something about the combo of nature and living together and not having many boundaries
really just forms deeper bonds. I think one of the blessings of camp is that things that could be very embarrassing and very sensitive just aren't, because we don't really have the luxury of them being sensitive.
I don't know about you, but I definitely feel good after hearing all of these stories. A lot of menstruators have embarrassing moments, but we keep it moving. Feeling My Flow wants to help you start important conversations at critical moments, like when you get caught out there with an unexpected period. Feeling My Flow is a production of Lantigua Williams & Co. We're here to inform, entertain, and empower. Ask your parents or an adult if you can visit us at feelingmyflow, that's FLO.com, or connect with us on social media. We're at FlowPod, that's FLO_POD on Twitter, and we're Feeling My Flow on Instagram. Mia Warren produced this episode. She's our executive producer. Virginia Laura contributed to writing it. It was mixed by Kojin Sashiro. Our lead producer is Cedric Wilson. I'm Camila Kashani.